Come take my hand and see the world around you. The time is right, just let the light surround you. And step by step, you feel it coming alive. The feeling deep down inside, and you've got nothing to hide. To reach the top, you've gotta keep on moving. Don't let it stop, just gotta keep on moving. I know you're doing your best, you're stepping up from the rest. Just keep on passing the test.
Happy, happy Tuesday to you. If it is Tuesday, it is time once again to get energized and powered up with another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. So welcome, welcome to the program. I hope that your week is off to a wonderful start. I hope the weather is beautiful in your area. As far as down here in Georgia, it is a beautiful, sunny spring day. We are so happy for the warmer weather. We went through a terrible winter this year with lots of cold and rainy, dark days. So we are truly appreciative of the beautiful warm weather that we're enjoying down here. So looking at the calendar, today is already March 19th. Can you believe only one more week left in March? So as always, the time is speeding by. The year will be over in a blink of an eye. So we have to continue to be consistent on working on those life goals that we have set out for ourselves. So this is where we come every Tuesday to remind ourselves of those important life goals and what are we doing to be consistent with those goals. But before we get started, we always like to start the program on a note of gratitude. And today I want to be grateful for everyone who continues to reach out to me with a program idea. We had quite a few people reach out to say, you might want to have this person I will get on your program. So for example, I want to thank Ava out there in Houston, who recommended her cousin, who will be on our program pretty soon, talking about the importance of STEM education for our young people. So if you're not familiar with STEM, of course, that is science, technology, engineering, and math. And that is the direction the world is moving towards. So we have to prepare our young people to be a part of the world that embraces technology, embraces engineering, and embraces math. So we are grateful for folks like Ava out there in Houston. We're also grateful for folks like Lena out there in Paris, who introduced us to her young daughter, who received the gold medal in ice skating. We are grateful for Felix Thomas in Canada, who reached out to say he would like to present some information on the topic we will be presenting today, and that is cryptocurrency. So we have so many people from every corner of the world who continue to reach out to us to recommend people, recommend program suggestions. So I'm very proud that we're doing this work as a community of Dominicans and friends of Dominica to help to advance our people. So again, it is great to be here with you for another episode of Untapped Potential. Today, as I mentioned, we will be discussing cryptocurrency. So we had the pleasure of having Felix Thomas join us last week, and he presented on an emerging topic, the importance of just paying attention to cryptocurrency and the direction that the world is moving towards in terms of a cashless society. Because as we discussed during that program, we went to a resort recently out there in Florida, and not one of the vendors would accept cash. It was either credit or debit card. So we have to learn to move with the times, whether whether we agree with it or not, that is the direction that the world is going towards. So we have to educate ourselves and raise the awareness of what is going on in the world today. So again, welcome to the program. We always like to start off with a great song. So I thought we would go back to our roots and enjoy this one from Exile One, Nous Travaillons Pour Rien, which in English means we work for nothing. So a beautiful song, one that Exile One did a couple of years ago. So let's enjoy this number, and then we will go into the pre-recorded interview with Mr. Felix Thomas out there in Canada. And then stay tuned for our tip of the day and the rest of the program. Stay tuned.
C'était un caratin de nous bien chaîné dans un petit bateau. Jour et nuit, nous coincés, nous bien bateau. Pas de question de revoir Afrique encore. Nous en captivité, ça pas qu'à faire fort. Nous débarquer dans un pays qui n'est soleil. C'est un peu comme chez nous, mais c'est pas pareil. Yo gressé moi, yo exposé moi avec beaucoup de soin. Et comment ma chandise, yo van moi.
Et pas de travail, ou rien.
Yo traité moi plus mauvais que yo chien.
Pas de travail, ou rien.
Moi commandé pour que mon yo van. Ouais, moi. Aha. Moi planté canne, moi planté tabac, sans repos. Yo bat moi, yo maltraité moi, oh no. Après yo dit arrêtez, planté canne, ça pas rentable, pétra cabane. Yo déclaré moi en liberté. Tout ça moi besoin, faut moi acheter. Et pour même mettre la main, car continuer rouler. Mais crie à moi, car continuer. Écoute,
pas de travail, ou rien.
Yo traité moi, plus mauvais qu'un chien.
Pas de travail, ou rien.
Pour que mon yoban, maman, ouais.
Pas de travail, ou rien.
Pour que mon. Tu sais à moi.
La vie. Pour rien.
Matabaye, matabaye, matabaye. Matabaye, 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 matabaye.
La vie. Pour rien.
Ma woule, ma woule. Ma woule, yo ma tete.
Matabaye. Pour rien.
Yo bat me, yo woule ma. Yo kese ma, yo ban ma.
How much Dominican history do you know? Want to learn some fun facts? We have a great and fun way to test your knowledge and learn more about our history. Get your copy of Dominic Anu, Dominica in Puzzle. Fun for the whole family. Available now on Amazon.com. Visit pushpast10.com to learn more. Email us at dominicainpuzzle@gmail.com. Or call 877-698-9894.
I'm Share the live, let everyone know that we are here for another engaging conversation while I grab some links to share to everyone. So guys, come in. We know you have lots of questions about cryptocurrency. So we want to make sure that we are here to answer your questions. So again, if this is your first time joining us, I am Simone Matthew. And here on Push Past 10, we are all about promoting our people. We're here about advancing the lives of our Caribbean people. We have a great program for you this evening. As always, we have with us Mr. Felix Thomas, and he's here to tell us all about cryptocurrency. So we know that cryptocurrency is a topic that many people have a lot of opinions on. Whether to invest, whether not to invest is always the question. And just what exactly is cryptocurrency? So I want you to come on in, share the live, let everybody know that we are here. Come with your questions and your concerns. And even before we get started this evening, I just want to let you know that this is not a sales pitch, right? So we're not here to try to convince you one way or the other as to whether or not you should invest in cryptocurrency. We are here to educate and inform. So Felix has simply offered his time, donated his time to educate us on what exactly is cryptocurrency, what are the opportunities, what are the risks, and he's also going to share with us some resources for anyone who's interested in knowing more about cryptocurrency. So we see quite a few people are coming in already. Dodge Pangma, sorry, I can't really pronounce your name, but thank you for being here. Akash Mishra, thank you for being here. Anthony Simon, Glenroy Henry. So guys, come on in, share the live, let everyone know that you're here. So without any further ado, let's run a quick promo and then we will go straight into the program.
How much Dominican history do you know? Want to learn some fun facts? We have a great and fun way to test your knowledge and learn more about our history. Get your copy of Dominic Anu, Dominica in Puzzle. Fun for the whole family. Available now on Amazon.com. Visit pushpast10.com to learn more. Email us at dominicainpuzzle@gmail.com. Or call 877-698-9894.
Yes, guys. So we are back. We are back. Come on in, share the live. Let everyone know that we are here. You know, we continue to grow by leaps and bounds. So that's why I always refer to us as the Push Past 10 Nation, because now we're up to 149,000 visitors in the last 28 days. So we are truly proud of that accomplishment. And as I mentioned in my video this morning, it is because you keep sharing our information, you keep sharing our content on social media. So we continue to grow. So without any further delays, let us welcome Felix Thomas to the program. And Felix, if you don't mind, I know you've been with us before, but if you could just tell us a little bit about who you are and your profession.
Okay, no problem. So I'm Felix Thomas. I'm from Dominica as well. You know, the greatest island in the Caribbean.
Amen.
Yep. And my background is in finance, you know, but today I can tell you right now, I'm not giving any financial advice, because basically everyone's situation is different. So if you're seeking financial advice, please go to your own professional financial advisor, or feel free to send me a message so I could see if I could help you with anything. You can find me at Felix H. Thomas on Facebook. I have a page, IG Wealth Management. And also, I can be found on Instagram. I am the Financial Doctor. So if you just search for the Financial Doctor, I may have a financial prescription for you.
So, I like that.
So that's me today. We're going to speak on cryptocurrency. I am not a guru in cryptocurrency, but I do have some knowledge, you know, with me personally being in it for some time. I've been in it since 2019, December of 2019. And because I went into it, it actually forced me to do more research, and I'm still doing research today. So I'll even let you all know that you will not learn everything about it today. Trust me, no one can teach you about cryptocurrency in one day. You know, that is something that you're going to constantly be learning about. Even our simple money that we have today, we still have people that need to learn more about it, you know. So I hope this session is very informative. The purpose for this session is basically to just build your awareness on options that you have to actually build wealth. All right. So this is what Dr. Simone has been trying to do a lot of times. And that is why she has invited me multiple times, is to basically share in the wealth of knowledge so that it will actually help the wealth in your pockets.
Yes, absolutely. So let's get right into it, Felix. Let's get right into it. And I think a good place to start, of course, is just to explain to our audience, what is cryptocurrency? Because it seems like quite foreign still to many people who don't understand the concept. So if you can just give us an overview of what is cryptocurrency.
Yeah, so, So cryptocurrency is basically a digital asset, meaning it is online. It is not something that you can hold, right? And you can use it as a form of payment. So I'll just use an analogy, which is the current money we have. We have our money is called currency. And then underneath currency, we have US dollars, we have EC dollars, we have Canadian dollars, and so forth. So with cryptocurrency, there's cryptocurrency being just like currency. And then underneath cryptocurrency, you have Bitcoin, Ethereum, and thousands of other cryptocurrencies. So that's what it is, you know. Although there are multiple utilities for cryptocurrency, as in it's kind of like software. You can actually use it to build software and so forth, you know. So it's not just a currency, but it has multiple usage in this world. And a lot of the banking systems and financial institution systems, they actually use cryptocurrencies for a lot of their programming these days because it is more secured than what we had prior. I remember that someone did ask about tracing cryptocurrency. There's the blockchain, which is the ledger. Everyone has access to it, so you can actually trace that stuff through there. I'll give some kind of like a history on cryptocurrencies as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it actually started with Bitcoin being the first cryptocurrency. So therefore, it's like the mother of cryptocurrency in today's age. And it actually started back in 2009, but it was invented in 2008 by an unknown person that they call, Satoshi Nakamoto, some Japanese or Chinese guy, right? An Asian guy. Who is unknown. So it's basically a genius type of a program, Bitcoin specifically, because Bitcoin actually has a structure where it is anti-inflationary, you know, so it doesn't lose its value. It basically is structured in a way where it builds value just by its own nature. So I'm going to give you all kind of like an analogy to help you all understand exactly what I mean by that. So with Bitcoin, there can only ever be 21 million Bitcoins in circulation. There cannot be any more than 21 million. Now, just compare that to our current money, where our current money, it can be printed infinitely, right? By the decision of a man or by the decision of a group of men that basically control the circulation of our money. With Bitcoin, it basically takes that power out of the human hands and it puts it just in the hands of a computer, right? That makes calculations, and those calculations create the Bitcoins. So there's an event, a special event that happens every 4 years, which is called the Bitcoin halving. That event is going to happen again next month in April. I forget exactly what date, but it's probably the 29th. Now, what happens on the halving is basically the supply of Bitcoin, like the amount of Bitcoin that is being supplied at any time, it is being cut in half. So let me give you an analogy to properly understand this. Let's just imagine Dominica produces a thought, just for simplicity, I'm using simple numbers. Let's say Dominica produces 1,000 dashin every year, right? So if Dominica produces 1,000 dashin every year, and let's just imagine that every 4 years, there is an event, like let's say a hurricane, that cuts the supply of dashin in half. So for simplicity, let us start in 2020. In 2020, Dominica was producing 1,000 dashin. 4 years later, 2024, a hurricane comes in April, and then it slashes that supply that it can create, that it can produce in a year by half. So that means after April, Dominica can only produce 500 dashin. What do you think that does to the price of dashin? Just by supply and demand, the price of the dashin will go up, because now we can no longer produce that 1,000 that we used to produce. We can only produce 500 now. So most likely the price would, you know, double, just using simplicity, right? The price would double, right? Because it's going to cost you more to get that because of scarcity. So it has that scarcity component built in it. Now that is in 2024. In 2028, the exact same thing going to happen again. April, there's a hurricane. It slashes that supply in half again. What is going to happen again? That 500 dashing that it could produce every year is now being slashed to 250 dashing. So the price is going to go up again just because of that, right? So basically the reason why I actually want to say that to is because obviously next month this is going to happen again. And that is why you're seeing that Bitcoin is becoming mainstream again. If you actually look at the history of it, it's like every 4 years, Bitcoin re-enters the mainstream and you hear about it everywhere, right? This is what is happening now. And just Monday that just passed this week, Bitcoin surpassed its all-time highs. So I think in US dollars, it was like 69,000. In Canadian dollars, it was about like $93,000 and change for one Bitcoin, right? That was the highest it ever was prior to Monday. And then it actually passed it, right? Mm-hmm. So people may ask why this happened even before the halving. Usually this happens after the halving, like after that supply. So after that hurricane pass is usually when the price goes up. However, people catch on to the pattern of Bitcoin. If people know that, okay, a hurricane coming, right? And I know that after that hurricane, the price is going to go up. What are you going to want to do before the hurricane? You want to buy as much as you can prior to the price going up, right? So you don't only have individuals like me and you purchasing Bitcoin right now, you now have institutions buying Bitcoin, because the institutions who used to say, oh, it's a bad product and so forth, now a lot of their money is going into it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The biggest boy on the scene is BlackRock.
Yeah, I want to make a note of that.
Yes.
Because I'm trying to give our audience resources they can go to look into the information more so they can make a decision for themselves. So again, guys, we're just providing the information and we are encouraging you to do your own research to see if this is good for you. But I know, Felix, for example, you know, a lot of people have the question, what can I do with Bitcoin? So we're talking about buying cryptocurrency, but can I take that cryptocurrency and go to the supermarket? So I think for a lot of people, that is where the confusion comes in, because we keep talking about buying Bitcoin, but what exactly can I and can I not do with cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So you can actually make real life purchases with Bitcoin as of today, you know, and that has been going on for a while. It's not everywhere that accepts it. Some places do accept it. There's even people who sell their homes and they accept cryptocurrency as a form of payment.
Really?
I just learned this week because I've been studying it like probably for the past 2 months as well, or 3 months, like December. I've been looking at it closer just because I know the hurricane coming, you know? So I've been studying it closer, you know, and getting myself ready for it. And one thing I learned as well is that there's actually, do you see how this year is an election year? Mm-hmm. You know, politicians actually, they accepting donations through cryptocurrencies as well. You know that? Now, let me tell you a real life situation that I had, right? Where Bitcoin helped my life, right? So basically, in the US and Canada, right? I mean, well, before it was just the US, but you know, like they have tensions with Cuba. Right. If you see you try to send money to Cuba, you cannot send money to Cuba.
No, you can't. We were there. You can't.
Okay. Perfect. So I think Canada made that. Canada now has that happening, but that only started in, I think it was 2021. So there was someone who, a Cuban that was actually in Dominica, you know, working in Dominica, and I had to send a payment to them. Now, me being in Canada, the only way I really knew to send money is like for Western Union, you know, whenever I send money to Dominica and all that. And I was trying to send, but the guy now was asking me to send the money to Cuba, to his family, right? In Cuba, not to him in Dominica. So no problem. I trying to send that money. I go in all kind of, I go to the banks and all of them asking them, can I send the money to Cuba?
Nope.
It's a hell no, right? There's no way.
Nope.
So then, you know the funny thing? Something just told me, because I mean, at that I personally got into cryptocurrency in 2019, and that was in the year 2020 or 2021 that this was happening. And something just clicked to me, just tell me, you know what, ask this guy if any of his family in Cuba has cryptocurrencies, right? So as soon as he told me yes, I asked them for their wallet number. So there's basically a wallet you have when you buy cryptocurrency. If you buy it on like a proper exchange, you have a wallet ID, right? Now, once you have anyone's wallet ID, it is very simple and cheap to send cryptocurrency to them. Basically, you know, a payment, you know? So that was how I was able to actually pay the guy being in Canada. And it happened instantly. And I think it only cost probably like $2 or so.
Right.
And like 15 minutes, it was in their wallet.
Yeah. And the other reason I'm happy we're doing this program, Felix, is because we're moving to a cashless society.
Exactly.
I think a lot of it, so many of us are afraid of change.
Mm-hmm.
So many of us dread change, but we live in a world where change is the only constant. Came back from Florida. We visited a resort down in Florida, and not one of the shops took cash.
Exactly.
Not one of them. It was either debit or credit. So I think we have to keep our minds open
to
the possibility of change. So another question that often comes up when we are talking about cryptocurrency, is there a cash value? So what if I have cryptocurrency and then I say, you know what, that thing not for me. Can you cash it in for money? So I think a lot of people have that question.
Yeah, well, once you see you have it on an exchange, so like, let's say you use Coinbase. Coinbase is one of the exchanges that's popular, especially in the US. Mm-hmm. If you have Coinbase, if you no longer want your Bitcoin, all you have to do is sell it. It happens instantly. So, you know what, compare it to, let's just say you go to Dominica, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say you have to go to, why is the name of the guy? Cambio Man?
Or yes, Cambio Man.
You have to go Cambio Man and make an exchange. You say you have to wait in that long line that reaching right by the door. You don't have to do none of that. All you have to do is go on your phone and just sell your Bitcoin. And it happens right away.
So now is there an exchange rate the way we have like $2.67 for $1?
Let me tell you what the exchange rate is right now. That is what I was telling, I actually mentioned it already, you know, because that is what we were just talking. When you see, they tell you the price of Bitcoin, that is the exchange rate.
Let me just say good evening to everyone who's joining us. Okay. And guys, keep the questions coming. I see we have a couple of questions already. We are really here to answer your question. Again, this is an informational and informative session. I'm losing my words tonight. This is an information session. So we are here to share the information. If you on the live or everyone who will watch this video after, if you have information, you have insight, you have experience with cryptocurrency, because I simply do not want us to just shut down the idea because we've heard of a couple of bad players. There are bad players in every industry. And of course, we will address that. Hey, Lorraine, great to see you. We will address that during this conversation in terms of, you know, the billion-dollar scheme we had with, what was his name? Sam Bankman. Fried.
So we will
address that, because that too is a serious concern for those of us who might be interested in exploring cryptocurrency. So we'll talk all about every concern you have, so you can make an informed decision about whether or not this is something for you. But part of the goal of Push Past 10 is really to inform and educate our people so that they can make educated decisions. So Felix, back to you, the exchange rate.
Okay, so the exchange rate, I just had it in my mind, but it's $90,000. So if you want an entire Bitcoin, you have to go, in the US is about like 70,000.
Okay, for that's one coin.
For one coin.
Wow.
$70,000.
Oh my. Yeah,
for one.
So that's an investment.
100%.
So can you pool resources? Can you pool other people in and say, let us come together and buy one Bitcoin?
Well, you could do that, you know, but you really don't have a need to do that because you don't have to buy an entire Bitcoin.
Okay.
You can actually buy a piece of it.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. So it's like, if you see if it's just $200 you have, right? And you want to do it, it will give you like a 0.001 of a Bitcoin or whatever it is.
Right.
No? Yes.
Right. So Anthony Simon is correct then, because he's saying, is this basically the formula used in the stock market?
Like formula for what?
Buying a small shares instead of buying, you know, just buying fraction. a fraction if you can buy all of what you would hope to buy.
Yes.
Excellent. Wow. So I think we are learning some good information. And then whistleblower Neil says, how can I purchase a cryptocurrency? So guys, keep the questions coming.
It really depends where you are. You know, I know there's I'll have to find out exactly if you're located in Dominica, I have to find out exactly what exchange it is. I know that in Dominica, they do have access. There's an app that they have. Mm-hmm. I knew what it was before, but I cannot remember. But you know, if someone knows what it is, please share.
Yeah, or you can probably just Google it.
Yeah.
Cryptocurrency in different countries. Yeah. So the other question a lot of people have, Felix, about this is that cryptocurrency is not regulated. So, for example, if I put my money in a bank here in the U.S., it is secure. It is secured by, I'm forgetting the regulation, but somebody on Facebook can probably tell me.
Yeah, like when you say secure, you mean like it's insured?
Insured, you're right.
So well, I mean,
insured.
I mean, if we're being honest, that insured thing is actually a joke, and we did lose my money.
They have to give it back to me, right?
Oh no. Well, I mean, but we just had that incident where those banks failed in the U.S. A couple of, you think everybody got their money?
Right.
Yeah. So you know, like, if anything, to be honest with you, the crypto actually more secure than that. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, because the thing is, it's like if you lose your money, it's because probably someone hacked your stuff or like someone actually stole your stuff. It's not as a result of a company failing. Mm-hmm. You see, those banking systems, right now, to be honest with you, is like crypto is something that the way I look at it, you know how like every people, all people on earth, we have something where we're fighting for like freedoms in different stuff. Look, someone mentioned it, FDIC.
Yes, yeah, I was just Googling it actually, yeah. FDIC. Thank you, guys.
So in the US is FDIC, and in Canada, we have CDIC, right? Mm-hmm. Insuring, basically in Canada, it's insuring up to $100,000 in your savings, mm-hmm. you know? In your mm-hmm. savings there, not investments, your savings. You know, so you have to be careful with all those things too, because the thing is too, is that if you see you put the money in an investment, you are actually not covered by that. Your money have to be sitting down in a bank account doing nothing but just losing value for them to actually insure it. Mm-hmm. So I can tell you right now, your money is not secured with any of that FDIC nonsense that they preach about. Because even if you go and look at the history at like what happened with the banks, people still pissed about the money that the millions that they have lost with those banks. Okay. So you know how those banks there, they have decision makers. And usually those people are actually financially illiterate. And I truly believe that the government actually needs a lesson on financial literacy. Governments of the world, everywhere, right? But now, if you see what I was basically going to say initially as well, it's just talking about the freedom of people. Like us as a people, as a whole, black, white, red, yellow, all of us, we've been fighting for freedom for so many different things. Cryptocurrency is basically fight that came for the freedom of our money. Mm-hmm. So people talking about the regulations and so forth, the regulations hasn't prevented or really done anything proper for us. Because I mean, I'm actually trying to think of one good thing that regulation does. Yes, there's the insurance that, I mean, if you have your $100,000 sitting in a savings account, yes, it's insured, no problem. But the thing is like the ways that you would lose it for the need for basically that cause you to even need that insurance is not a way you can lose it using cryptocurrencies though. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you cannot lose it because let's say, I mean, Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is online and so forth. I know that there's something like, I've heard of this, there are rumors of there's something that they have that will basically shut down the entire internet and that closes everything because it's a digital asset. Yes, you would lose that, but our money is moving more digital, so you lose your money as well anyways, right? Mm-hmm. Since you don't have the cash, right? But the Bitcoin is not based on anyone's decision. So that's why when it was actually made, it was intended to not be regulated. That's actually a good thing. However, if you do want something that is regulated, there's one cryptocurrency that is fully regulated right now. It is Ripple, XRP, you know? So if you feel like regulation is something that's important for you, then that is probably going to be your first choice, XRP.
Right. And guys, just keep in mind that this video will be available for replay. So if you're not quite catching all the information, all you can do, it's not going to be more than an hour long. This program is not going to be more than an hour long. So go back and look at the information. Go back and listen to all the information that Felix is providing so that you can be informed. You can digest the information at your own pace, and then you can decide what is the best choice for you. So Felix, anything else you would like to share?
Oh, definitely. I actually want to get to the juicy stuff, which is where people can actually make some money with it.
Right.
You know, so, you know, I was talking about the Bitcoin halving and the hurricane and all that stuff. Please, people, if now is the best time for you to actually go and learn about it. Because the thing is, now that we have all these institutions buying up all this limited supply of cryptocurrency, it's really a danger zone now for the people who are left behind. You know, because I mean, our money is losing value at the fastest rate ever, right? It's losing value. So, I mean, you buying any cryptocurrency is not going to benefit me in any way, you know? But I think it's just important that everyone at least try to educate themselves. So if anything, the least I want everyone to get from this program is just the awareness that this is something for them to actually consider seriously, you know? So... if people can just consider this seriously, educate themselves. If you know, if you have a friend, family member who's in it, talk to them as well. You know, if you all want to reach out to me and ask me a question about it, feel free to do so as well, please. Mm-hmm. You know, but I'm here to help my people for real. And that is one of the things that's really going to be helping, you know, a lot of people.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Now, with one coin being, like you said, $70,000, I mean, is it a situation where people are encouraged to take a loan to buy Bitcoin?
Oh, I cannot give advice on that. Everyone's situation is different. So, I mean, some people, it's making sense for them to do that, you know, and people have done that, you know, but me personally, right now, at the price it has, I wouldn't do that because, you know, here's another thing. Cryptocurrency, the market cap, meaning that the amount of money that is actually in Bitcoin right now is almost $2 trillion, you know, right now. And that is still an early adoption. Institutions already start putting in money, but soon they're actually forecasting that in every week, about $1 billion will be going into Bitcoin, you know, soon. Right? So if we have that happening, then, you know, so the people who have that don't have like that entire 70,000, you can put $200, it will buy a portion of Bitcoin for you. But also today, something called altcoins, right? Which is all the other cryptocurrencies besides Bitcoin. So the largest one is Ethereum. That's another one for you to really look into. And then there's also, you know, Solana, XRP, as I mentioned, and so forth. Altcoins, which are much less in price than what Bitcoin price is, you know? Mm-hmm. So those are all things that are good to learn about. Now, if we actually take a look and see, all right, so far for the year or over the past couple of months, what kind of growth? Because the thing is with all the money that is going into it right now and with the supply going to be cut in half, like, you need to actually know what kind of price action has been happening lately, most recently. And again, it's going to be, I think it's already back on the mainstream already, right? But all the people who's been in crypto before, like prior to even 2023 or all along in 2023, they knew already that this event was coming. It's the same event that came in 2020 and it's the same event that came in 2016. All those times was when basically Bitcoins went mainstream. Every 4 years, this happens. Mm-hmm. Every 4 years, right? I'm sure everyone is aware that, you know, they hear about it, then it dies. They hear about it, then it dies. The same thing going and happen again. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is the cycle. And that is why I was even telling you that it's actually a good time for us to have this program there so that whoever is willing to take the risk, because it is seriously riskier. Now, let me tell you how risky it is.
Let's talk about the risk. I'm happy you brought that up. Let's talk about the risk. Absolutely.
Yeah, you could lose 100% of your money. Okay? That is how risky it is. So all the money that you put into it could go to trash. Really and truly. That is a possibility. But at this time, though, you know how, like, there's blue chip stocks? So for the people who do stocks, I think they'll understand this. There's blue chip stocks, which are the stocks like Microsoft, Apple, the big boys, right? Right now, there's, like, blue chip cryptocurrencies, like the top 10 of them, right? You have Bitcoin, Ethereum, and the other 8 that are the big boys of the industry. They are the ones that are blue chip, where it's like they are considered safe, you know? They are considered safe because they already made their name. Bitcoin already made its name from time. And it's like you cannot really go wrong buying them. Same way how, like, you cannot... There's still a level of risk, yes. But it's just like you buying Microsoft or Apple where, you know, there's a level of expectation that your money will not go up too high, but at least you know you're not going to really lose your money, but it will be growing over the years, right? Mm. So if you want to take part in something that's going to, like, possibly even triple your money and more, then, you know, you go to the ones that are more risky, basically. And you have to just sit down with yourself and find out how much it is that you are willing to risk, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, in the comments, right?
It's in the comments, yeah, man.
Yeah, so Marvin is saying, who's doing the forecasting? And he's saying it's not the same like buying Apple and Microsoft.
Yeah, well, no one is saying it is the same. It is not the same. it is like it where it is blue chip, right? So basically, I just use analogies just to increase the understanding of everyone. You know, but anyways, the risk is something that is to be taken seriously. Whatever it is that you can afford to lose is what I always tell people. If you can afford to lose $200, put in your $200 and see what it do for you. You know, if you can afford to lose $1,000, everyone's situation is different. It's you to just find out exactly what amount of risk, money you want to put at risk for yourself. With, you know, so
is there a particular platform, a particular trading space that you recommend in terms of just kind of seeing how it all works? And then let's talk about some resources as well for anyone who would like additional information.
Yeah, so as far as resources, YouTube and TikTok is my favorite resource, to be honest.
Right. So tell us some people you follow on YouTube and TikTok, because there's so much information out there that it can be overwhelming in terms of where exactly do you even start looking for the information. So you tell me and I will post it in the comments so that it can be shared. We're on like 3 pages on Facebook, 2 pages on YouTube. So once I post that information, it will be able to share everywhere. So guys, come on in, come on in. We see a lot of people are here. Glynis, nice to see you, my friend Glynis Joseph. I also saw Renee Edwards Ambrose out there in Antigua. Renee, thank you for joining us.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
So I think a lot of people know these guys. They're also black guys. Earn Your Leisure.
Say it again. You cut off.
Earn Your Leisure.
Earn Your Leisure?
Yes, Earn Your Leisure.
Oh, that's a good one.
So Earn Your Leisure, that's a those guys, they are wonderful to follow. And they there's a video they posted on yesterday or Monday. And let me tell you, they dropped some serious gems in it. Not just about cryptocurrencies, but even on stocks and so forth and options. So the people that are looking at those other type of things, they can go for that as well.
Okay, I'm typing it as you talk.
Earn Your Leisure.
Yeah, any others come to mind? You mentioned BlackRock as well.
Well, BlackRock is not, I just look at news related to BlackRock. So if you just Google BlackRock and you click on news, you can look at those things and look at their, if you go to their website, you can look at their portfolios and see where they're putting their money as well. Fidelity is another big financial institution that including cryptocurrencies in all their portfolios right now. There's a page on YouTube called, let me see, what's it? Altcoin Daily.
Hold on. YouTube, spell alt.
So that is A-L-T.
C-O-I-N. Altcoin Daily?
Yep.
Okay, so guys, we're sharing some resources. We're sure you would like more information. So we're just giving you some starting points because we all know what it is like to try to do some research on topics like that. You're so inundated with all the information that many of us just say, you know what, it's not even worth the effort. So I'm not going to keep trying. So Felix, if any others come to mind, so far for the resources, we have YouTube, Earn Your Leisure, then Google BlackRock. And look at where they invest. We also have Fidelity website. Let me just put website right here. And then YouTube.
Once you see actually following all those things on YouTube, it's like the YouTube algorithm will set itself to bring you more of that type of information.
Right. You know? Right.
Yeah.
So that's what helps. Everywhere that this video is being live streamed. Elga LaVille says, what causes you to lose money? Good question, Elga. Yes. Thank you for that question.
Yes. So basically the fluctuations, same thing like stocks. You know, the fluctuations, if you end up selling it while the value is low, you lose your money. The other things that can actually cause you to lose your money. So I like to compare it to stocks you know, stocks is something that's been there for a long time. So if I use stocks, I think it will help with the understanding. So, you know, when you buy stocks, you're basically buying a company. If that company goes out of business, you lost your money. So with the coins, the cryptocurrencies and so forth, they call them projects as well. Basically, if a project goes bust, you lost your money too. You know, so if a coin fails where it's like no one sees the value in that coin, so they're no longer purchasing that coin, then you would lose your money that way as well. Same thing, like, you know, no one is, if no one is buying products from a certain company, they end up losing their value, their stock value go down, you end up losing your money, right? If the company closes.
Yeah, so other concerns that we have from folks regarding cryptocurrency is, for example, I'm not sure where I heard this, but I heard there were some either coins or products that were being artificially inflated because celebrities or somebody was hyping up these products and getting a lot of people to invest in them. And then the product would just disappear and people would lose their money. So does that sound familiar to you, or am I linking this to something else?
Oh, that happens with everything. That happens in cryptocurrencies as well.
Okay. So I'm not crazy.
Yeah, there would be certain coins that you have people hyping up. And then when they hype it up, a lot of people, they jump into it. And then, you know, whoever that put money first, they end up selling everything, you know, take out all their money from it. And then, you know, the guys who came in late are left with nothing.
Right. So that is why we're having this conversation, guys. That is why we're having this conversation of some of the coin. And again, if you missed the beginning of the program, you can always catch the replay on Facebook and YouTube. So you want to go back and get the information on the coins that Felix was recommending. So one of them is called Alt, you said? A-L-T?
So Alt. So I'm not recommending anything. I just say.
Oh, yes.
I'm not recommending anything.
Forgive me, let's say the one that you mentioned.
I just need information. That's it.
Thank you.
I don't want anybody to lose their money and say it's because of Felix they lose their money. You know, because,
I agree.
You know, I
agree.
I just want
my apologies.
Go and do your own research and go and, you know, take your risk. You know, once you know what level of risk you're at and how much you can afford to lose, then, you know, go ahead with that. But please.
Right. So, guys, just go back and look at some of the ones we mentioned. So not recommended, but mentioned, because, again, the onus is on all of us to do our research and get the information. And at the end of the program, Felix will provide his contact email, so you can always reach out to him if you want to have a personal conversation with him. We have Cecilia Newton on the live. She's saying, listening to advice from my nephew. So, Auntie Cecilia, thank you for being here on the Facebook Live. So the other thing we want to talk about, Felix, as well, is that whole Sam Bankman-Fried situation where the entire company just went bust and it was in the billions of dollars. So I think there too, people have a lot of concerns and kind of stay away from the product when they hear about billions of dollars being lost.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So basically, I don't know much about it for me to talk at a high level on that.
Right.
But from what I understand, it was basically like a scam kind of a thing that was going on, you know. So.
Right.
Yeah,
because I think what was happening is the funds from the account were being diverted from its purpose into other purposes that was not part of what it should be invested in. And that is why he was arrested and charged.
Yeah. And that's the sad thing, you know, is that any industry or anything that comes out, you won't have scumbags in them that, you know, take advantage of people that way. You know, so, and that is something that happens with everything. It's unfortunate that, you know, like, those people lost their money, but that is just something that you really
can't. Because let us face it, you have Ponzi schemes in every industry. Many people have lost their retirement, their entire $1 million retirement account because they invested. What was that guy's name? Bernie something.
Bernie Mac or something like that.
I think it was Bernie Mac. Recently passed away in prison. So it is not only cryptocurrency. You find bad players in every industry. So that is why we're here.
Madoff,
yes.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know why you say that, but
I know. Just sounded right. So, guys, this is why we're here sharing the information, because we know that a lot of people have questions. Some people might be interested in jumping in, but they don't know where to start. So that is why we're encouraging everyone to share the live so more people can be educated on this particular topic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Felix, anything else you want to share before we wind down for the evening?
So what I would say to is, because I know a lot of people go in and want to have, you know, like access to it as well. I know that in Canada, if it's in Canada, you are, there's exchanges like ShakePay, there's WealthSimple, there's Crypto.com that you could use. In the US, I know there's like Coinbase, there's Kraken, there's also Crypto.com. I think that Cash App thing.
You are listening to Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone. If you live in Canada, the US, and the UK, and are looking for Dominica products, including cocoa sticks, bay rum, coffee, soaps, crafts, and other popular Dominica items, then look no further. You can now shop on buydominicaonline.com, a secure, easy-to-navigate website selling a wide variety of Dominica-made and Dominica-inspired products. When you shop on buydominicaonline.com, you are helping to grow Dominica's economy. Go to buydominicaonline.com and enjoy home away from home.
To a portion of an interview we did with Mr. Felix Thomas Jr. out there in Canada, and he was educating us on cryptocurrency, everything we need to know about this emerging field in terms of investment opportunities. So whether you choose to invest in cryptocurrency or not, it is a personal choice, but I still think it is important to raise the awareness and to educate our people on emerging fields such as cryptocurrency. So as we move along with the program, we have for you our tip of the day, which, as you know, we are reading from Push Past 10, which is a tool, a guide meant to help keep us consistent with our life goals. And you know, the way I like to think of Push Past 10 is to think of it along the lines of using the goals we have achieved to help to motivate us to remain consistent on the goals we are trying to achieve. So I like to think of it of, you know, if you've been successful with your education, if you've been successful with your family life, how do we use those skills and apply them to the goals that we are trying to accomplish? So one of the major goals many people are trying to accomplish is to live a healthier lifestyle, to embrace healthier options in terms of their meals, their mindset, and their movement. So what we are doing is showing our audience that you already have the skill set. If you were able to, for example, accomplish the goal of earning a degree or completing a training program, I want us to just think about what skills we used for that accomplishment. So for example, you might have been patient with yourself, you might have pre-planned for your courses the night before, ensuring that your backpack was full with the information you needed, your textbooks, your pencils, your notebooks. You might also have dealt with failure. So, for example, when you did not do well on a particular aspect of the course, you did not just give up. You found other ways to meet those goals. So when you take those particular skills that you apply to that particular goal, you should use them for, let's say, for example, if you're trying to lose weight. So you should learn to be patient. You should learn to prepare the night in advance. If you want to work out, ensure that you have your workout clothes prepared the night before. And when you fail, when you've had a bad week, you overate, you did not work out as you want, you should not quit. You should simply say, what strategy can I apply to ensure I have a better week? So it kind of all makes sense if you think about it that way. If you use the skills that you've used in other areas of your life to bring to the challenges that you're facing today. So for today, we're looking at chapter 5 of Push Past 10. And of course, the book is available on my website. I'll give you more information in just a little bit. But chapter 5 reads, prep, eat, repeat. And if you joined us last week, you will remember that I recommended that you go to our YouTube page to see the video we did about the importance of meal preparation, where we prepared an omelet together and we just talk about the importance of preparing your meals. So I'm just going to read the first page of chapter 5 of Push Past 10 so you can get an idea of what we're talking about. Everywhere you look, the recommendations are clear. Avoid fried, high-fat, high-sugar, high-sodium foods, yet two-thirds of American adults are overweight or obese. Or even greater concern is the increasing number of children who are becoming a part of this statistic. Why are we not following these recommendations? It is certainly not because we do not know what the recommendations are. In fact, increasingly, restaurants are adding the calorie counts to their menu items to guide our decisions. Could it be that we do not follow these recommendations because we do not have the mental fortitude to resist temptation? Or could it be that we are not prepared to succeed because we do not plan our meal ahead? How many diets have you been on? How long did each diet last? Why did you quit that diet? Diets do not work long term. You may lose weight to achieve a short-term goal, but consider this question. Have you or anyone you know used a diet to catapult you into a new lifestyle, or did you simply revert to your previous habits when you no longer followed the diet? In the same way that we must plan to get to the gym and plan to be successful with our workouts, we must also plan to eat healthy. There is no way around it. So again, chapter 5, page number 35 of Push Past 10. And let me just take a moment to pause and thank everyone. I think at last count, we had sold about 145 copies of Push Past 10. So I'm truly grateful for everyone who've grabbed a copy over the years. And you too can receive your copy by visiting www.pushpast10.com. Again, that is www.pushpast10.com to grab your copy for less than $10 to get this guide to improving your life. And while you're there, we have the complete video of Felix's interview. So you want to click on the media programs link at the top of the page and scroll down to the bottom to our YouTube channel, and that will take you to all the interviews we've done. And on that page, we also have the past podcasts of Untapped Potential, as well as our Roots Connections program that I do as well. So we have a lot to cover. We have a lot of great interviews still coming up for you. So don't forget to follow us on Push Past 10 on Facebook, and also to subscribe to our YouTube channel. So again, always great to be here with you for another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. I look forward to being in your company every week as we get powered up and energized for the week ahead, and we remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. So again, don't forget, your life story is your strength. Remember that the struggles you have faced in the past have prepared you for the challenges that you face today. So remember to stay strong, stay positive, stay active, stay engaged. Until we meet again right back here for another episode of Untapped Potential, you have yourself a wonderful week.